Meltdown. The more things change, the more they remain the same. The fundamental challenges we face today have changed little since Chaucer penned his observations on life and distilled them into a set of tales. In the modern city of Canterbury, university students analyze and dissect the meaning conveyed in texts set in that very locale in the 1300s. Youngsters face today's Jekyll and Hyde society, not knowing what the constraints remain. Love, betrayal, desire, fear. Each story conveys a lesson as we study for our degree in the University of Life. The big diploma mill of which we are all alumni. We sit grinning like Cheshire cats, thinking we have all the answers. We call it a success when we pollute our atmosphere, shooting down our own satellite, USA 193. Market Street credibility is our preferred accreditation and recognition from our peers and fellow consumers. We poison our planet for profit. Banks have crashed before, and remember, you can't eat money. Globalization has consequences. Everything we do has consequences, even something simple like buying firewood. The Oregon ODA advises not to obtain anything from out of state because of all the insects and diseases it may carry. This is just a relatively local issue. Imagine all the things that we carried around the world each day, each hour. We must protect our future, just as we should remember our past. And all over the world, from the UK to the USA to the Seychelles to Egypt, still, yes, still, there is no real alternative to fossil fuels. Are we all going to purgatory in a wheelbarrow, telling each other stories to pass the time? Sometimes I wonder. Sorry, guys. I had a long day and feel sick of the world. Rant over.